Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury. Not sure if you can hear the kids outside. I'm running pretty late on this. Usually I do it about 6:30. It's about 8:30 in the morning now. Never mind. Of course, you're listening to this. It's what, 5:30 in the afternoon, depending on where you live. Anyway, today's subject. Yesterday we had the first day of options. Of course, there was a bit of a mix-up with my one because instead of getting the people that chose my option, I got people that chose to go to the pool. So they were, I mean, it was fine. They still, a lot of them still participate, which was good. But I gave them the option, of course, of not to bother if you don't want, because they didn't choose it. But it went well. It was impromptu. I just did a little bit of fire starting. Today, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But yesterday, a whole bunch of stuff that I ordered rocked up. So we'll go have a look through all those little things and see what happens. Today's episode is about how to apply verbal self-defense. Verbal self-defense is basically talking your way out of a aggressive situation, right? It's the best type of self-defense. So you talk your way out of it, and if that doesn't work, you run. And if you can't do either of those, that's when you have to fight, right? So basically, this is about how to talk down an aggressive person. The first one got nothing to do with talking, really. So this should be how to communicate to an aggressive person. The first one is body language. Sorry, that was the radio. Someone's pressing the radio by accident. So the first one's body language, right? So you can have a, you don't want to be too, with everything with this, I think, I'm no super expert on this, but you don't want to be too passive, but you don't want to be too aggressive. You want to be neutral, right? So, and also you have to gauge it depending on the person. If it's someone that you think if you're just, you can have an open stance. Of course, you never want to cross your arms or anything, right? You always want to keep your hands up. One of the things you can do is like this. This isn't really body language, passive aggressive, but it's like your hands are up and you're not really aggressive, but you're ready. You're right there, right? For those of you listening, it's like you've got your hand on your chin. You're kind of just rubbing your chin and your other hands like underneath your other elbow, right? And then so you can easily put your guard up. But the other body language is to be like open and understanding, maybe hands open, palms facing them. It's very non-aggressive, right? But then again, it's still, you're still in the ready position. Yeah, and also look for their body language of when they're getting aggressive. Maybe their eyes flare up. Maybe they're coming forward towards you aggressively, stuff like that. This is kind of instinctive. People understand, most people understand when other people are getting angry or what's going on. So the first one's body language. The second one is to whether you want to be passive or aggressive. And just like body language, you don't want to be too passive. Most of the time, you don't want to be too passive or you don't want to be too aggressive. But you want to be somewhere in the middle. But then again, it depends on the person, right? If it's someone, it's a giant, maybe it's just better to be fully passive and just give them whatever they want and whatever. But if they're just going to beat you anyway, then you got to fight back, right? But if all they want is like your wallet, most of the time, if all they want is your wallet, I would just give it to them, even if I think I could destroy the person, just because you're going to get hurt anyway. Maybe they have a knife or something that you haven't seen yet. And also you don't want to be too, sometimes if someone antagonizes and then you're just very aggressive towards them, they'll back off. But you got to pick these situations. You got to see how it goes, right? You got to pick your person. You got to be able to read people, and you can read their body language. When you get good at that, you'll be able to pick it up. And the last thing about how to apply verbal self-defense, and this is really how to apply verbal self-defense, is to learn about hostile negotiation, right? That's a whole nother subject that I'm not going to get into today, so that's a bit of a cop-out. Sorry about that. Maybe I'll do a whole a single episode on hostile negotiation techniques. Yeah, I'll write that down, and in the future I'll do that. But if you want to learn, so the final thing, right, in conclusion, awareness is the key, and being able to read people and knowing the best way to react. And I guess it's kind of hard because unless you've been in lots of the situations, you don't really know what you should, like how people are going to respond. And also everyone responds differently. So Yeah, the main thing is that when you're in a confrontation like that, put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to understand them, right? Think of win-win solutions is a basic negotiation tactic, and if you can't think of one win-win solution, then just walk away, right? I mean, that's just basic negotiation. It's not really hostile negotiation, but it counts. If you want to learn more deeply into hostile negotiation tactics and how to what to do if you're a victim and how to act and how to gather information and stuff like that. The evading and escaping capture handbook, the training guide goes pretty deep into that. It's got a whole section on that. So yeah, take a look at that. www.survivalfitnessplan.com, evading dash escaping dash capture. And this is a double whammy because if the hostile negotiations fail and you do have to fight, then you need some techniques. Then you go check out the self-defense handbook, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/self-defense-handbook. It's very, I don't really like referring to two books in one episode, but there you go. I guess it applies this time. Right, that's it, guys.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.